Thank you, Kamala Shila, for those words of introduction. And I must say that I am very happy to be here on this occasion, this weekend. I've been hearing about Buddha Fields for the last 12 years. But of course, this is the first time I've actually been here and have been able to see, you know, with my own eyes, the sort of things that I've been hearing about so much in various ways from various people in the course of that period. Yes, so it's a very special occasion for me. I must admit, though, that I haven't grown my hair specially for the occasion. It was simply that I could not get hold of my regular barber in time. So that is, in fact, the more prosaic reason, you know, for my having my hair a little longer than usual. I'll do my best to speak louder, but don't forget, I'm an old man. I can't speak so loudly as some of you younger ones are able to do. And this morning I was very happy to be shown around and to see the various activities, related activities that are going on. I was very pleased to be able to sit in the Padmasambhava yurt and also to tour around the healing area and to have lunch in the restaurant. When I was thinking about this and thinking that I'd be giving a talk, I was told that I'd be giving the talk in the Dharmapala tent. So when I heard the word Dharmapala, I thought that it meant Dharmapala. That is to say, P-A-L-A. Pala meaning protector. So I thought, oh, that's very appropriate, the protector of the Dharma. But then I subsequently that it's not that at all. It's not Dharmapala, it's Dharmapala. P-A-L-O-U-R. And that, of course, pala is a good old-fashioned English word. We don't often use it nowadays. Sometimes we speak, of course, of the mayor's pala, the mayor's office, or surgery even. And also I remember that when I was a child, there was a little nursery rhyme that we learned, which went like this. Will you walk into my parlour? Said the spider to the fly. So here I am in your parlour. Yes, here I am in your parlour. In the centre of your web. And I gather that the series of talks that you've been having and in which I'm taking part have been roughly on the subject of Sangha, as I think Kamala Shila also indicated. Huh? So I thought that quite interesting. Here we are in or on Buddha Field, in the Dharmapala tent, and here we all are, myself and others, talking about Sangha. So you've got Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. That was very neat on the part of the organisers, I'm sure. So Buddha, Dharma and Sangha.